Welcome back to Toyota Stadium here in Frisco, Texas. We have the honor right now of being joined by one of the most respected coaches in Missouri Valley football. That is John Stiglmeyer of SDSU. Coach, welcome to News and Views. Good to have you on.
Good to be on with you guys.
You know, Coach, I got to ask you, this Bison team, if you were inside that Towson locker room and he said, Coach, how do you beat this team? What would your advice to them be? Is there any way to beat this team?
I don't think there is. No, I don't. And I got a lot of respect for both the teams. Great respect for Coach Bowl and his staff. There's just so many positives for North Dakota State. In answer to your question, though, you know, you have to try to stop the run, obviously, and play sound defense. Just play, you be where you're supposed to be, and make the quarterback, make Jensen have to make the throws to beat you if you stop the run. He can do that too, so it's a tough battle.
Stiggy, it's Ryan Gellner. Last time I talked to you was on the sideline before North Dakota State and South Dakota State down at your place a couple months ago, and I asked you then what scared you the most about the Bison. Your answer was Brock Jensen. Any of that changed?
No. Well, yeah, here, let's face it. If you're going to win championships at any level, you got to play great defense. You know, we talk a lot about Brock Jensen, and I maintain he's a difference maker, a huge difference maker, and has proved that through the years. But the North Dakota State plays great defense, and that's what killed us. That's what hurt us. We played really good defense for three quarters, but we could not move the ball to save our life. So that takes a lot of pressure off of everybody if you play great defense. Coach Brock Jensen's our great football player.
Coach John Stiglmeyer, our guest, coach of South Dakota State University, one of the teams that, you know, through this Bison run that they've had, that the Bison have feared, that you know, they have really looked at the schedule and said, don't take that one for granted, is SDSU. Why, you know, regardless of what the outcome may have been, those have been tough games. Why do you think it is that you match up as well as what you do against them, Coach?
Well, we know each other, not personally, but, you know, program-wise. They obviously know us. We know them. I think there's a unique pride and rivalry with this whole thing. You know, we call it the Border Marker Trophy, but let's face it, just about everybody on both teams was recruited by both teams. You know, just about many of the guys know each other. So we line, you know, when they line up against Towson, they don't know those guys. They don't know the head coaches, but this thing has a unique flavor to it. And I think bottom line, I'm not going to put myself or ourselves in North Dakota State's level in terms of accomplishments, but we're a good football program, a real good football program. Yep. So I don't know about fooling us, but you got to line up and play us well.
There's some similarities between Towson and your football team, Coach, and it would start by looking at phenomenal running backs. They rely on the run. They've got one of the best in the nation. You also had one of the best in the nation. What advice, just on that standpoint, would you give to Towson as far as how you move the football against the Bison D?
Well, I would start out and not establish the run. I would start out and establish play action pass.
Interesting.
So the linebackers aren't 1 yard deep in your, you know, in your backfield like they are so often against a good running team. Now you have to, I think, I don't know if Towson's got their backup. Are they still have their backup quarterback?
The starter is expected to play.
Yeah, that's what they're saying now. They think their starter's going to go.
Yeah, I never trust. I don't believe a coach anyway, so well, you guys will find out. But anyway, that's what I'd do, because I think, you know, North Dakota State, great across the board, but you don't want to be in third and long. That's not when you want to be passing the ball. You have to, but you don't want to be. And first and 10, they're going to be playing run. And so that's your opportunity, even before you establish the running game, to run play action pass and try to get guys isolated behind the linebackers.
Coach, you sat at a lot of the same kitchen tables that Craig Bull did, going after some of the same athletes. Craig Bull's heading to Wyoming. Does that change things for your program? Is there an opening that you look to here? How does that change your perspective of NDSU, Craig Bull leaving?
Well, I think not only is Craig Bowl leaving and a huge number of his staff, but how about all those seniors that are leaving? I mean, he just had it's not, you know, head coaches get all the credit and his names on, but you know who does the work, you know, the assistants and the secretaries and those strength coach. But you know, when those guys leave, you know, it's going to be a different program, and that's all right, because they're going to have a new head coach, and Chris is going to have to create his own program and stuff. But Craig did a great job. The next guy will do, I'm sure, a really good job.
Coach, I got to see you close up at SDSU for years and watch that program and know what a quality program it was and what a class individual you were on the sidelines. I have to ask you this. How long do you want to stay in this? How long does Coach Stiglmeyer, is he going to be part of that great Jackrabbit football tradition?
Well, that's an interesting question, and that's pretty hard to quantify, but we've worked really hard here, and a lot of people have invested. I think back to the four classes that when both our schools went that didn't have a chance to compete for any playoffs. They were excited when we were named, got put into the Great West Football Conference, you know, years ago, and we forget that. And so for those guys and everybody that's worked so hard to change the face of SDSU football, I would like to be sitting where you're sitting. That's not the ultimate in life, but that would be allow me to say, man, all the people that stepped up, well done, and thanks, and let's get it done, and let's finish down here.
Is it time for the SDSUs and NDSUs to take a look at potentially jumping to that next level?
FBS?
Yep.
I don't think so, because I think that face is going to change here real soon, where it's going to be FBS in capital letters, which would be the Alabamas and the LSUs and the Ohio States, and then FBS in smaller letters, which will be the lesser conferences. And with the playoff system, I think there's a chance to really create even a better niche at FCS. And kids that want to play a great level of football, compete for a national championship, and know you have a chance and not just go to a lesser bowl game.
Coach, it wasn't that long ago that you held NDSU's hand and you guys made the jump from where you were to the FCS level. And I'm interested to find out, with just a minute left here, Coach, your thoughts. There must be a little bit of pride, even though it's not South Dakota State playing in these national championships, that a school you did it with has done this now 3 years in a row. It must be kind of prideful.
It is. I'm proud of the Missouri Valley, the level of football we play. I'm happy for Craig Bowl. He's a dear friend of mine, and I'm the type of guy that the ultimate isn't to just win football games, but it's to run a program and to mentor young men. And so Coach Bowl's done that, and we do it. And so there's a subliminal pride and feeling that goes along with this.
Coach, you're class act. Thanks for the time today. Appreciate it.
Bless you guys. Take care.